This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, and I'm very excited today to bring you a new show, which is International Students, How to Come to the United States as a Student. So if you are interested in coming to the United States, please apply to Kinetics USA /application, and our team are on hand to speak to you and see how we can help you make your American dream a reality. So our topic today is international students, and if you are in your home country right now and thinking about coming to the United States and wondering what are the many options, one of them is coming as a student. Today we have our guests who will be joining us, and they are going to be sharing their stories about coming to the United States and what it's like to come as a student. So please welcome Chiamaka. Please welcome Diane and Chris Musello.
I'm not a student, Tanya. I've graduated many years ago.
Give me a minute. Okay, so let's get started. Diane and Chiamaka, welcome to the show. We are really excited to have you here to share your experiences, and we know it will be inspirational for many, many nurses around the world or potential nurses who are looking to come to the United States. Let's start off with introductions. Diane, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Diane, and I work on the telemetry floor in Ochsner Kenner right now.
Okay, thank you, Diane. And tell everybody where you come from originally.
I'm originally from South Korea, and I've been living in the States for more than 10 years for now.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Diane. So we can't wait to hear more about your story. Chiamaka, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. My name is Chiamaka. I'm from Nigeria. I've been here for about 5 years, and I'm in Ochsner Baptist on the ICU unit.
Okay. Thank you, Chiamaka. And do you want to share with us where you're from originally?
Nigeria.
Nigeria. Okay. So we're going to have two different perspectives today, which is going to be really fun. Chris, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm Chris Musillo. I'm a business immigration attorney, a healthcare business immigration attorney here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we've been working with Kinetics and a lot of Kinetics clients going back many, many years now. And so once again, I'm often on these monthly calls, and I'm happy to do it again.
Thank you, Chris. So Chris is going to share his expertise from a legal perspective about the students and how to come to the United States and what all of that entails. Okay, so let's talk about the student application process of coming to the United States. Chiamaka and Diane, maybe you can share your experience of this. Diane, did you always want to come to the United States? Did you always have that American dream?
The first time I came here in the States was whenever I was 3 years old. I followed my aunt and uncle here just to visit. And then I studied here till I was 9. And then I went back to Korea to finish school. So after I graduated high school, I came back for college. So, United States is my second home country, I guess. And then I really wanted to come back.
Okay. So you had the experience of living in the United States before. It wasn't all completely different for you.
No, it was very familiar environment for me.
Okay. Okay. So that was more fortune. Chiamaka, what was your experience like? Did you always want to come to the United States?
Yes, I feel there are just better opportunities here. We have a good educational system, and I think I was made for more, and United States had that, so I wanted to come here for school. Mm-hmm.
So that was something that was always in your mind, Chiamaka.
Yes.
Diane, how did you go about the student visa process, and how did you find a nursing school?
So the immigration process wasn't that difficult for me. I mean, I followed all the guidelines that I needed to do, searching like Google mostly. And the schools that I found was through nursingcast.org. I don't know if anyone knows about that, but it's ran by American Association of Colleges of Nursing. So they have all nursing schools there. But at first, when I started with community college, my aunt and uncle actually recommended me one of the community schools, community college in California. So I was fortunate to be there without any difficulty.
Okay. Chiamaka, was your experience different or the same as Diane's in finding a nursing school and starting the process?
I would say it's somewhat the same because I started looking for a community college first before I actually went to like nursing school. So, and the visa process wasn't that hard for me either. It was a very smooth process.
Okay. So not that difficult. So that's good for anybody who's sitting outside the country. I mean, Chiamaka, you were in Nigeria. And so you, I assume, had to do a lot of the research online.
Yes, I did.
What was that like for you? How long did it take?
To be honest, it took me about 3-4 months. My parents and I, we were the ones like looking for the schools, plus how expensive they were, where I'm going to stay, like accommodation, leaving, things like that. So we had to kind of put our heads together in getting like the best place for me. And the best place for me was living with my aunt so that I have that accommodation and have that sense of family.
Yeah. Okay. So, and where did your aunt live, Chiamaka?
Houston, Texas.
Houston, Texas. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was really a big decision point for you to have family in the United States. And Diane, it sounds like it was the same for you. Chris, can you talk us through the immigration process to get a student visa? We've spoken about consular green cards. We've spoken about H-1s. We've spoken about adjustments of status green cards, TN processes. So these are all the different roadmaps, but a student visa is a little different. So can you take us through the steps of a student visa?
Yeah, student visas are different. And they're different than green cards. They have some overlap with TNs, maybe H-1Bs for maybe some of our non-nursing clients. Occasionally a nurse will qualify for H-1B, but it's pretty rare. And the reason that they have a little more overlap with those with the TN and the H-1B and is because they're non-immigrant visas. Now, on a green card is U.S. permanent residency. And so once you obtain that, you are a full-fledged U.S. permanent resident. And no matter how you become a U.S. permanent resident, whether that's through a nursing petition or through marriage to a U.S. citizen or any of the other pathways, all U.S. green card holders are the same. On the other hand, what we call non-immigrant visas, Tanya, or temporary visas, which are, again, things like the TN visa for Mexican and Canadian nationals, the H-1B, tourist visas, et cetera. Those visas are all limited in the time that the individual can be in the United States, and they're limited in the scope of activity the individual can perform. So, for instance, if you have a TN visa and you've been sponsored for that visa by the University of Cincinnati Hospital up here in Cincinnati, and you're, let's say, a Canadian citizen, then you're allowed to come to the United States. But the only thing you're allowed to do is to work as a nurse for the University of Cincinnati. If you want to switch from the University of Cincinnati to the University of San Diego Hospital, then you would need your document to change to the TN. Okay, so now let's bring this back to students. Similar concept. If you intend to go to nursing school at the University of Cincinnati, the first thing you do is you apply at the University of Cincinnati. When you're accepted, the University of Cincinnati's Foreign Student Office will issue a document called an I-20, and an I-20 will say that you have been approved for nursing school at the University of Cincinnati. And it'll list your start date. It'll list your major. It will say a degree in nursing is going to be obtained. variety of information on it. You then take that I-20 to the embassy in your home country or your country of residency. So you'll need to apply for a visa appointment, a non-immigrant visa appointment, which is called an F-1, F like Frank, F-1. So not an H-1, but an F-1. You'll go to, let's say, the U.S. Embassy in Manila with your I-20 and with your passport. And they, the U.S. government, will approve your visa. They'll put it right in your passport. It's the big sticker. And then you'll be able to come to the United States. But again, you're limited now to be a nursing student at the University of Cincinnati. If you're midway through your collegiate program at the University of Cincinnati, hopefully you're liking it here, but it does snow every once in a while. You want to move down by Tanya in Southern California, and so you want to transfer to the University of San Diego's nursing school, you'll need to get a new I-20 and have your I-20 changed so it doesn't say University of Cincinnati anymore, but it says University of San Diego.
Okay, so that gives us a really great idea of the roadmap for the student visa.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
Diane, when you apply as a student visa, are there any, what are the requirements to apply as a student visa, and is English one of them?
For student visa, I really didn't have to take any English exams. I just had an interview with the embassy, and it was mostly the schools that required any English exams, like TOEFL or IELTS, I think. One of them I took was TOEFL.
Okay. So there was an English requirement from the school, but not from an immigration perspective.
No.
Chiamaka, what was your experience in that regard in terms of the English?
I had to take TOEFL too for the school.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So good for everybody to know that most, it seems most schools will require an English exam. What documents are needed to apply as an international student in a community college, Chiamaka?
I think it all depends on the community college, but as far as I know, you need your TOEFL, you need, if you previously attended maybe a university in your home country or something, you need some form of transcript from them. What else? I think those are like the two major things I knew I had to probably present to the school to just show them that I am proficient in English and math at the same time. So they take the waiver or they waive some math classes and English classes for you when they do like the whole transcript thing.
Okay, thank you, Chiamaka. So that really gives us a good idea of the process, of the application process.
Yeah.
So let's talk now a little bit about nursing school. What was that like for Diane and Chiamaka? Mm-hmm. Diane, do you want to share, what was it like on your first day of nursing school?
It was a very nervous experience on my first day, but our school was... I don't know, very friendly. And then so the professors were always there. And actually, there was really nothing to be nervous about. And I had a great experience with all my classmates and the classes, too.
Fabulous. Well, I'm glad that it was a great experience. It's not always a great experience, but it's really very helpful if you are surrounded by support and people are friendly. Tell us a little bit about which nursing school you went to, which city you were living in, and what that was like.
I went to a school in Pennsylvania. It's called Mount Aloysius College. So they also offer scholarships for international students, which is great. So I lived in a dorm, and it's a really, really small town, I would say, not a city. It's like in the middle of nowhere, but you do get to have a lot of experience, like going to shopping malls if you need to. Like the school provides all the rights for it. And yeah.
So So it was a good experience. A lot of change, but a good experience.
Yes.
Chiamaka, what was your nursing experience like? I know that you said you were living with your aunt, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very nerve-wracking because they would scare you. Oh, you need this to pass, or you need this to pass. And it was very cutthroat because you're dealing with people's lives and you don't have the time to mess up or screw up. But just like Diane, I had like the best support system, and like my family, especially my parents in Nigeria, they were very supportive of me. And I think that's what pushed me through, or even got me through nursing school as a whole. I went to Alvin and I went to University of Houston for my nursing school. And it was just the best of experiences because I come from a family or a line of nurses and doctors. So it was like, this is what I'm supposed to do. And I always had resources, and it was just very, very fun and exciting. Nursing school is fun and exciting. It's not terrible.
Okay, good. So it sounds like it was a good experience for you.
Yes.
But also a lot of pressure, mm-hmm. a lot of stress, because you know, it's not like you just, not that you only have to pass the nursing school, but there's also a lot of pressure that if you don't mm-hmm. pass, you're going to have to go back home. Yeah. Or so that's kind of like hanging over your head all the time. Mm-hmm. You're nodding your head, Chiamaka. Is that what it felt right. like?
Yes. Yes, it's either this or go home. Yeah. Not two ways, right.
Failure is not an option.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And what was it like living where you were living, Chiamaka?
I think
what was the place
like? Well, I was happy because number one, I didn't have to pay rent.
Yeah.
I had free food. I had free food, and it was just okay, give her time. Okay, she's studying, okay, leave her be. Okay, are you hungry? Things sound like that. It was really, really nice living with my aunt. For the duration of my nursing school, I feel like most people didn't really have that. They always had like maybe like Diane, maybe had like a noisy roommate or something, or, you know, but I did have my space. I had the opportunity to like study by myself. Yeah, okay. Which was great.
So you had the support, but you had the space to study.
Mm-hmm.
What about like community? Diane, I mean, you were in a small place. Did you were there other international students from other places? What? Tell us a little bit about that. What was that like?
There were some international students there. I mean, not a whole lot, but like a small amount. I mean, the school in general, it's really small. So like all your classmates and also like friends around the dorm, like you get to be friends with, and it's a really friendly community. Like everyone helps each other so that you're not alone. And I've been invited to a lot of like parties, like Thanksgiving dinners or Christmas dinners, such and such. And it was really nice.
Okay, so it sounds like it was really a fun, good experience for you.
Yes.
And Chris, Diane mentioned that the school that she had scholarships. How does it work from a financial perspective when you're coming on a student visa?
Yeah, so good news. You know, if you're smart enough and lucky enough to qualify for a scholarship to U.S. school, the good news, Tanya, is it has no negative impact whatsoever on your American visa. So great. Yes. If you can get the school to help pay for some or all of your tuition, I think that's wonderful.
OK. And can you give us any idea of what it costs to get the student visa?
So it's there's a fixed fee of, I think, $160. But then certain countries have certain trade agreements with the U.S., which can add or subtract fees. I'll tell you what, it may take me a minute here if you want to move on to the next question, but okay. I can figure out exactly what the Philippine fee is because I just don't have it at the top of my head.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so that will be helpful for everybody to know what it actually cost. Diane Chiamaka, do you remember the cost? I know for you, you've been here for a while and since you started nursing school, but do you remember what the costs were?
I honestly think $750. Maybe that's what I saw on my service ID thing. I think. Okay. I wasn't paying for it, so I was just sure.
Hey, Tanya, I've got it here.
Okay.
So again, it's $160, like I said, and that's the fee. And then the Philippines does not appear to have any additional fee on top of that. Some countries do, some don't. And I'd have to look country by country. I know traditionally we get a lot of Philippine nationals on this. So for Philippine national, it's just $160. There's nothing. There's no what's called a reciprocity fee.
Okay. And then, Chris, does somebody have to pay that fee every year that you are a student, or is it just a one-off fee? How does that work?
Right. Yeah, no, it's a good question. So for Philippine nationals, the visa and the passport will be good for 60 months, 5 years. And so that $160 payment will cover you for 5 months. Typically, a bachelor's in nursing is only 4 months here in the U.S., so you should only need to pay it once.
Okay, good. So I think that gives you a good idea of what the student visa costs. But remember, as both Diane and Chiamaka said, there's also the living expenses. So you're going to have living expenses like Diane staying in a dorm, or Chiamaka, you were lucky that you didn't have to pay rent, but there are other tuition experiences. Mm-hmm. Diane, can you talk a little bit about the scholarship at your school? Because some schools have scholarships and some don't.
Yeah, so I was very lucky that they offered me a scholarship, but I found out that they offer scholarships for all international students. So for me, in total for a year, I think they covered like $12,000, which is nice because it covers your dorm fee and also your food, the meals that you get at school. So, and they also give you like a pocket money for to buy like snacks inside the school, where there's like a convenience store, but like a cafe where you could also buy like drinks and other kind of chips, those kind of stuff. So actually, I didn't really spend a ton of money every time I've been there, because the only thing that I've used was like to buy blankets or like laundry detergents, like or some clothes, maybe like those kind of stuff for all that I've been using for.
So just keeping it to the very basics.
Yeah.
And not spending too much. Chiamaka, did the school that you go to offer scholarships?
Yes, they did. It was specifically, I got one from the school in general and then one from the nursing school itself. So they covered about, I want to say, $10,000. And that was great for me because I was living with my aunt, and taking off like that huge chunk of tuition was really great for me and my parents.
Okay, so that was a massive help. So very important tip for anybody who's thinking of coming to the United States as a student is when you are evaluating the different schools, is to see exactly the scholarship situation, because some people might not know that that's how it works in the United States. Mm-hmm. And that if you can get a scholarship, that can be extremely helpful from a cost perspective, because it's very expensive. Especially if you're coming from outside the country with limited finances, it can be a very big drain.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses internationally. We offer direct hire, which means healthcare facilities will directly sponsor and hire you to work here in the USA. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. You can find the link in the show notes.